here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line is Sean Hoffman, latest, as we have our Veterans Affairs updates. Sean is the My Healthy Vet Coordinator. So we're talking about some enhanced security, the way it sounds, for online services.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you guys?
We're doing well here so far. How have the holidays been for you and also at the VA office?
It's been great. You know, I'm always excited to help our veterans here, and your guys are talking about something that's near and dear to me, some of the secure sign-in changes that we have for our veterans.
Well, it does bear the question here before we start talking about what's been in place and what's in the process of happening here very soon, the way it sounds. Talk a little bit about, the need for this type of security online here for veterans and really why this is the time to make some adjustments.
Yeah, so in short, we're moving to a simpler and more modern online sign-in experience for our veterans and our other beneficiaries who access VA healthcare and other services online. So, in January 31st will be the last day a user can use their old My Healthy Vet user ID and password. We're now moving to more secure sign-in options, and those are two of them that we're asking our veterans to get signed up for. One's called login.gov, and the other one is called ID.me. Basically, we're making these changes because we want to reduce the number of sign-in options our veterans need to choose from. You know, so many of us have probably on our phones or in, like, even on paper notebooks, all the different user IDs and passwords that we have. We're trying to make it where there's only one that you will need to use to get any VA services. And the other reason is we want to continue to protect our veterans' data and benefits and make sure we're meeting the latest federal security standards.
So, ease of use and more secure, a couple of very important things for veterans out there. So what will the veterans, Sean, need to do?
So we're asking them to start with either logging in to va.gov or visiting myhealth.va.gov. And on there will be a site that will basically say how to create your VA account. When they do that, they'll see an option to either log in with ID.me or login.gov. When they select one of those two options, they will also be presented the opportunity to create a brand new account. So we're asking our veterans, if you're unsure if you even have one set up, still opt to create an account. It will recognize you if you've already set up an account and provide you additional instructions on what is necessary to make sure that account is verified and ready to go.
Once that step is taken here, Sean, how quickly is the process to get everything set up from there? Once you've made that decision to either create the account or start something new or bring something over from what you had in the past, what's involved in the process for that account, and how fast can you get through that?
Well, if you're lucky enough, if things are aligned properly, it only takes 20 minutes to get that account set up, and that includes what's called a verification process. Now, let's be honest, this process can be complicated for some individuals, especially if you don't think you're technically savvy. That doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means you need to bring a cup of patience with you when you attempt this process. So I'm always telling veterans, attempt to do it yourself and be ready to attempt it a few different times. And if one process doesn't work, let's say login.gov, for some reason you're thinking, all right, it's not going to allow me to create an account, then try the other one, ID.me. I always remind our veterans, both services are free. There is no cost for you to get these accounts set up. And I also remind veterans, once they're successful, these accounts can be utilized for other government services as well, as in like the IRS or Social Security. So a lot of our government services are switching to this new secure sign-in process. So one way or another, it's going to be advantageous to take the time to make these things happen. Now, I will just quickly say, if a patient does have problems. I don't want them to feel like they're lost in the process. So for anything with MyHealthyVet related, they can always call like our Topeka or Leavenworth VA Medical Center. So even your CBOX, your community-based outpatient clinics, and you say, hey, who is that MyHealthyVet guy? They will all know it's me, Sean Hoffman, and they'll pass along my phone number, and I'm happy to help them.
All right, so LoginGov versus ID.me, any difference?
Yes.
What should we choose? How do we make that decision?
That's a great question. So Login.gov is basically a GSA government agency-ran program. So that is the government side of online verification. So one is basically government-operated. ID.me is a third-party vendor. They are a veteran-owned company that also does basically third-party verifications. So ID.me has a government contract where they can also provide the service, but ID.me, being a third-party vendor, can also be utilized. Let's say you want to get a 10% discount, and I'm not going to mention any particular company's names, but let's say it's a popular home supply company, and you want to get a 10% veteran discount. You would have to have an ID.me account set up to get that 10% discount. So you can also utilize ID.me for getting discounts, veteran discounts at other corporations.
Understood. You know, one of the things, as we talk again with Sean Hoffman, the MyHealthyVet coordinator here for the VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare System, we're seeing an awful lot of this just in general terms when it comes to getting logged into either an existing account or changes or new accounts. Multi-factor
yes.
authentication, and it sounds like that's part of this process here too.
Yes. So, you know, we want to make sure a veteran understands that when they do this process, it's going to seem a little personal. And I understand we are trying so hard not to provide our personal information to improper online entities. So we want to let a veteran know or anyone know who attempts to create an ID.me account or a login.gov account that there's going to be some personal questions asked. This is part of the process to include making sure you take a picture of your state ID to verify you are who you are. Now, the multi-factor authentication process comes along with either, usually, your email address or your phone number. And so, if you have done online banking before, most online banking do multi-factor authentication process where it has to send you a numerical code to make sure you're able to log in successfully into your account. That multi-factor authentication process is built in to basically say, I am who I am, and I should be the only person receiving this code. So it's preventing other individuals with nefarious ideas about hacking your account. That's built in, so hopefully that won't happen. So that's the whole purpose of that multi-factor authentication process.
Really quickly here, Sean, just one other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I know we're running out of time, is if case veterans don't transition, kind of what happens from there?
So one, they are not going to lose your online access. So like I said, January 31st is that deadline date. It will basically be preventing you from logging in and accessing that data online, but it won't, like, clear it out. It's just in a hold process. So we always tell a veteran, hey, if you don't make it by the deadline, that's okay. We're ready for you when you're ready. And we're here to make sure you're going to get that online account properly accessed or set up so you can access that data. So no worries if you don't set it up by the deadline. Not to panic. We're here to help you if you're unable to do it yourself.
All right, Sean. If vets need questions answered or support, where can they go?
They can definitely start with va.gov. There are some great resources when they click on that, and it will take them to a web page with step-by-step instructions on how to get these accounts started. Now, like I said, if you run into challenges, follow the instructions or call me, Sean Hoffman. My direct phone number is 913 913- 946-1640. They can also visit the Eastern Kansas Facebook pages. I'm putting posts on there about how to find me. I'm going on tour this year, as I like to call it. And I'm trying to visit all of our CBOX, all of our facilities at selected dates and times. I want to be available to help you if you're running into challenges. So I'm going on tour this year, and I'm hoping to see some of these folks and with getting positive results.
Can't wait for the t-shirts. Sean, thanks so much. Have a great new year.
Thanks, Sean.
It's a pleasure. You take care.
All right, Sean Hoffman, the My Healthy Vet coordinator, on tour this year.
He's coming to a location near you.
Yeah, I guess. All right, thank you, Sean, for joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning. We have our VA update once monthly, and right near the first of the year, or right near the first of the month, I should say, every month. And we appreciate all the important information that we get shared on a monthly basis from the VA. It is 8:58.
Have you ever intentionally tried to hit a deer at night while driving home from grandma's house? How about purposely backed into a